Welcome to Cosplay and Cocktails, a special mini-sode. This is Paige.
And I'm Jessie, as always.
As always, listeners, we are super excited. This is not your normal scheduled content, but we just got a really exciting email the other day, and we just wanted to kind of update our listeners and give them a shout out and all that. So, Jesse, you want to tell everybody about our email?
So we applied for and were accepted again for the this our second year to be a part of the Comicpalooza podcasting program. And it was really, really great last time. Comicpalooza is really the number one kind of podcasting convention for us. So we were they're really welcoming to podcasters. It's nice that they have the podcasting program. So we just wanted to kind of put out a little mini-sode to talk about our plans for Comicpalooza and kind of spread the word as early as we could feasibly, so that hopefully if you're coming to Comicpalooza, if you're not coming to Comicpalooza, you should come see us. And if you are coming to
Perfect.
Comicpalooza, then you'll know what's in store for you, at least cosplay and cocktails wise. So that's what this mini-sode is for. It's a Comicpalooza preview mini-sode.
So part of the podcasting partnership program is that we get the opportunity to do a live show or panel from Comicpalooza. It was actually our first panel we ever did, was through that program at Comicpalooza in 2022. We weren't able to go to Comicpalooza last year, so it wasn't that we went and then just didn't cover it. We
Yeah.
just it did not fit into our schedule last year. But last time we went, it was Cosplay Fails, A Cautionary Tale. And we were so excited about the attendance, the crowd participation, and just all the support and like feedback we got from that. It just was a really great first like live panel for us, I think. And so I think we're both really excited to go back now after doing, that panel and then another panel just a few weeks ago. I think we're both feeling a lot more excited and confident. Me anyway. I guess I won't speak for Jesse.
I was more nervous this last one we did for whatever reason.
Just actually discussed it earlier today, but we think the reason we work so well is because very rarely are we both nervous at the same time. So
One of us is.
our first panel, I was super nervous and Jesse was like close a cucumber. And this last panel, I was pretty chill and she was a little bit of a mess. So,
So come see us at Comicpalooza. If no other reason, you can make bets with your friends. Which one of us will be freaking out? Will you be able to tell without us telling you which one of us is
right,
freaking
we'll
out?
tell you. We're not ashamed of it.
Yeah,
We'll tell you.
I will. You'll, if it's me, you'll probably be able to tell.
And
I'm
if
not, I wouldn't describe
it's me,
myself
Jesse
as,
will tell you.
yeah, but true on both. I wouldn't describe myself as good at hiding things.
No, never.
So, yeah.
But this year, at Comicpalooza 2024, our panel is going to be about mashups. The title of it is Cosplay Mashups 101, Creating Cohesive Costumes from Different Universes. If you
Assuming
follow
that that
along with
gets,
us, you know.
I mean, I'm assuming at this point that that is approved and we're good to go with that. So, unless we hear
Yeah,
otherwise, in
well,
which
and
case we're
if
taking
we hear otherwise, we'll
it.
update you. But as of this moment, that's what we've submitted.
That's what we
But
submitted.
we.
Last year we checked to make sure it was okay to mention that on the podcast, and they said yes last time. So I'm assuming that's okay for us.
So if you follow us and you know us as cosplayers, we love a cosplay mashup. It's not something, we don't necessarily do it every single cosplay, but it does, I think, take up a good percentage of the cosplays we do. And it's something that we really enjoy the creativity of. And so we're just really excited to talk about like the different ways and tips and tricks for mashups. And I think we're both super excited about this idea.
Yeah, so. I think at this point, most of my costumes at least are mashups. I don't know if I'm going to have any this year that aren't mashups.
Well, the one that we're working on right now.
Hi.
For Comicpalooza.
Yeah, well, that may end up being a mashup. We'll see. It may be a mashup. It may be a mashup of a dress I buy on Amazon and then have to.
No, we're making Jessie's dress. I'm just going to cut out the pattern pieces for her, and then she's going to make it.
Worst case scenario, you can make it. You cut out the pattern pieces, and then if I struggle with it, you can just...
And then you just accidentally leave it at my house this weekend?
Oh, no. I accidentally left all the fabric at your house, and we got to get it together for Comicpalooza. Guess you're going to have to just make it for me. But see, here's the thing that I wouldn't
Lord.
Be... No, I mean, I right. don't want to cut the pattern pieces out. I am... If you are a longtime listener, you will know, hate cutting out pattern. I hate cutting out pattern pieces. Hate, hate, hate. I hate using a pattern to sew.
Hate it.
I hate it. If I
but
need
she's
going
to do it, and then we're going to have so much to talk about on our Comic Blues episode, because Jessie is going to do her first patterned cosplay
I
for
reckon
a long time.
This is, oh yeah.
Ever?
First
ever?
Ever? No.
Cosplay?
It's not my first ever, but it's the first.
I mean, I know you've used a pattern for other things before, but I can't remember any that you've worn.
As a costume?
As cosplay.
Or, like, I had a button-up shirt that I made that I wore for a cosplay. It would have been like early days of cosplay.
All right. So since this podcast, the first cosplay from a pattern.
Maybe
is
since
that fair
the
to
podcast.
Say?
Yeah, I think that might be accurate. Definitely the first
yeah,
like full costume from a pattern. I say this with 100% honesty. If you did not already own that pattern in my size and give it to me, I probably would have bought a dress and modified it. So it's only because I already had the pattern that, and because I couldn't find the color I wanted. If they would have had the color I wanted pre-made, no chance. I hate
you,
patterns.
What listener, what I think you're hearing is, thank you, Paige, for giving me this opportunity to sew from a pattern. What she really means is, if this goes badly, it's all my fault.
Correct. If what I mean is, if this goes badly, never again. Never again.
So stay tuned, listeners. And
yeah,
we're excited to bring you more information as we get it about our upcoming trip to Comicpalooza. Well, Jessie, what do you reckon?
Well, I reckon it's time we best be scooting.
Okay, bye.
Bye.